name's Macon LaFoe, and I work with Bayer Crop Science in the Mid-South region with responsibilities of not only Fibromax now, but Stoneville Cottonseed. Today, I want to take just a few moments to introduce a new Liberty Link variety. It's the second variety in the OH season that we're releasing. You heard Gary Henniger talk earlier on Fibromax 835 Okra Leaf for South Texas, and this is this new variety, Fibromax 1735 LLB2. It'll be a new variety release for the Mid-South and the Southeast regions of the U.S. Just a little bit of information on the herbicide technology piece. Liberty Link Cotton is Bayer Crop Science's herbicide event. It contains the LL25 gene for resistance to glufosinate ammonium. Ignite 280 is the herbicide that is applied over the top of Liberty Link Cotton only, labeled for that for Liberty Link system only. The active ingredient for this herbicide is glufosinate ammonium. The worm protection used in Fibromax 1735 is the Bolgard 2 trait of Monsanto. I want to get into a couple characteristics about Fibromax 1735, and before I start, I want to, for those of you that are not aware of the numbering system, Mid-South varieties bred now east of Texas will start out with a 1. Varieties with 9s will be considered West Texas type varieties. Just a little food for thought there. Also, if you was in here earlier and listened to my Fibromax 1740 presentation, don't get these two varieties confused as being the same germplasm with different traits, as these two varieties have different parents, and 1735 is it has a large seed size, as most typical of most Fibromax varieties. The growth habit, though, is one that is different, that taking a little adjusting to. It is tall and bushy as well. I can say from the 07 season that I underestimated the potential of this variety to grow. But it does have a normal leaf. It is a normal leaf and smooth as well. The maturity it fits in that mid-maturity market. Either way, depending on environmental conditions, it can be a little earlier or a little bit later. But for the most part, you can expect this to be a mid-maturing variety. Growth regulator-wise, it needs attention, a little bit of aggressive management tactic, especially in environmental conditions that are have excess in moisture, whether that be irrigation or heavy amounts of rainfall. The bowl type to 1735 is a little different. It's not as large as most typical Fibromax varieties. It's what I consider a medium bowl size. Another good attribute to this variety is the open bowl type. The appearance in the field, as well as the pickability of this variety, it picks cleaner than previous varieties released in the Mid-South and the Southeast. And fiber quality, once again, it's premium fiber quality that meets our certification for release of varieties into the market. 1735, showing it on a relative maturity here, starting, like I said earlier, from the left to right, early to late. You can expect 1735 to be right there into that mid-market. 955 LLB2 is a commercial normal leaf variety that we've got on the market right now. 1735 is a little later, probably I would say a 7 to 10 days, just depending on environmental conditions there, but excellent fit in the mid-maturity market. Cotton performance data that I'll discuss phenotypically, as well as the yield and fiber quality data, come from the official variety trials. All the breeding locations where data was available in our CAP trials. Just some comparisons to 955 LLB2, the commercial variety we have on the market today. You can expect 1735 to have to fruit a little bit lower on the plant. Not a significant difference, but you can expect it to fruit a little bit lower on average than 955. The total nodes that you can expect to see at harvest, 1735, as you see here on the screen, it has a ability to get a lot of nodes. A lot of late season, it puts on a lot of nodes in the late season as well. As you can see, it's several nodes more than that of 955 LLB2. The total plant height, it's a little tall, and I can't say that this data may be just because I underestimated the potential for it to grow. But with a good growth regulator management, you can maintain adequate plant height there as well. Looking at a little bit of variety data in the Mid-South versus our Liberty Link variety of 955 across 27 locations in the Mid-South, head-to-head comparisons, there's a slight increase in yield with 1735 across the Mid-South area. Moving on into the Southeast across 14 locations, and I want to note that most of these locations come out of Georgia. It's about 10 locations that come out of the state of Georgia with 1735, and you see about a 100-pound difference in a yield increase with the new 1735 versus 955. And this mid-maturity, I think, helps in a big late-season market as we've got in Georgia. Now, turning the corner a little bit, I want to talk about the genetics of 1735 versus commercial flex varieties. And as you see, versus the medium maturity of a 143 and our Fibromax 9063, there's a slight increase in yield with 1735 in head-to-head comparisons, which all these locations were actual OVT locations and not any agronomic strip trials in field. Moving over to the Southeast versus the same varieties of 143 and 9063, the yield increase is slightly larger than 143 and 9063. And to average all the locations in the Mid-South and the Southeast, you see a consistent yield increase with 1735. And once again, I want to point out the lint percent of 1735 being an average about 2% points higher, which helps give us that yield bump. As far as fiber quality is concerned, the staple length's slightly lower, but the strength is superb. And I can tell you this variety has got it's got a good strength package on it as well. And so in summary, first of all, I'd like to say that once again, this is a new variety release from the Mid-South location there in Leland, Mississippi. Its open bowl type is a big plus in its appearance and its ability to pick cleaner off the stalk. I would remind you about the PGR management required in this variety, especially in areas where moisture is in excess. The medium maturity, I think, is going to fit real great in a practice scheme of a farmer that wants to mix his maturities together. As far as the yields are concerned, across all locations in the Mid-South and Southeast, we are increased over our commercial variety today. So after looking at germplasm, we realized that we can compete with Liberty Link, but also one of the other great assets to this variety is the ability to fight glyphosate resistant weeds. And with that, the fiber quality is once again superb and meets our specs there. So with that, I just want to thank you for your time. And I know it's a brief introduction, but if there's any further questions, I'd be glad to answer them down at the convention center, or if my counterpart, Chris Hopkins in Georgia, has had a lot of experience with 1735 as well. So we'd be glad to visit with you at a later date. Thank you.